With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's get to some over-unders for college football in the upcoming season from Bet Online. Where should we start? Well, let's start with the people fighting. Alabama.
Ooh.
Over, under. Do you want to guess it?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a win total. I'm going to guess. Oh, God. I'm trying to think, like, what are they, like, how many games they even play anymore?
Okay, so they opened last year at 11.5, just to give you.
Okay. A point, I'll say the reference. Same, 11.5.
10.5.
10.5.
10.5 for Alabama.
Does it say if they're saying, if they're counting bowl games or just regular season plus conference?
Regular season.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Troy, let's guess your Aggies. They opened last year at 9.5.
Oh, yeah. And then we lost Haynes King, the quarterback. So then it dropped. Just give me a flat 10. 10.
Are the Aggies supposed to be that good? You think they'd be a half a win short of Alabama? Expectations that high?
They are very high, but they don't have a quarterback. That's the A&M, that's A&M's problem. A&M, they came out with like the top 25 quarterbacks. They weren't on there.
You guys going to have to follow the Georgia model?
They basically are.
Building an all-time defense?
Pretty much having to do that. RJ's just over here. What is he doing, Jimbo?
You want a story and a click and a hit.
That's all he's doing right now. That's all he's doing.
All right, Troy, did you go to Vegas and bet?
Yes, I did.
What did you bet?
$100
on
A&M to win the national championship. Right. Probably the most sure bet I've ever made in my life.
You should have bet on the over under. The over under is 8.5.
Ooh.
A win lower from last year. You thought the over under would be 10.
Wow.
So you should be loving that 8.5. How concerned are you about the quarterback?
I'm concerned, but you know everything that I'm getting from College Station about Haynes King and his return to the field is good. So I'm definitely see promises in that. But RJ's right. I mean, he's not just looking for clickbait, right, Jimbo?
What's the truth?
Well, the truth is that the defense is showing up. The truth is, for years and years and years, I've hated seeing the student body throw up the Wrecking Crew sign because I was like, there's no Wrecking Crew. It's alive and well at A&M now.
What is the Wrecking Crew sign? The W?
Like that. The Wrecking Crew. You kind of do that.
I'd say a deformed hand.
No, it's not deformed, like a deformed hand. Like this. See the W here and the C.
The Crip sign.
So the Wrecking Crew. Guess the Crip sign, says the man that lives in Roanoke.
All right. Since he's taking shots at you, let's go to the Tennessee Volunteers over under win total.
Ooh.
What do you think it is? Last year, they opened at 6.
I will say their over-under win total is... They do have a good quarterback. I will say it is 7.
7.5.
All right.
7.5. Troy's Aggies, a game better at 8.5.
That's fair. I mean, the West is tougher than the East, although we do play Alabama and Georgia. So that's going to make it difficult.
All right, let's go to my team, Texas Tech.
Oh, God.
Coach, I'm getting a little irritated with you. You have not given me feedback on my godson's tape. I've DM'd it. You said you were going to look at it. He's already got his scholarship offer from Akron.
Oh, the Zips.
The Zips have already given him a scholarship offer.
Named after an ounce.
He's just going into, he's still in high school. Princeton may be coming soon, so I'm trying to give you a discount, Coach. I'm trying to give you a discount. We could work out an NIL barbecue deal or something, but Texas Tech is 5.5. Our quarterback just worked an NIL deal to propose.
Yeah, he did.
He worked it's like he's doing Diamonds Direct. He got a jewelry store in order to help get the ring for his girl. And then I think we had a political NIL deal.
Yeah, the Tennessee Martin, UT Martin quarterback.
Oh.
Got an NIL deal from a district judge. I didn't see the
a judge.
Yeah, so the judge is running for election, and he got an NIL deal. So he just posted a tweet about getting out and voting and doing your civic duty and blah blah blah. And he said he's throwing his support behind this district judge.
Wait, is he a starting quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he played on the bench.
I was trying to think of a political reference, but that was a good one. Yeah. With the judge. All right. The Texas Longhorns, they opened at 8 last year. This year, 8.5.
All right. They have a quarterback that they like in Quinn Ewers. They still have Robinson at running back.
Still have the awful fan base.
They still have the awful fan base.
And loser blog writers.
They didn't lose anybody because they didn't have anybody drafted this year.
Yeah, you didn't have anyone drafted, so congrats on that.
They're right back there where they started.
Okay, now the story is that Arch Manning may be down to 2.
Right.
Unfortunately, the Longhorns are still in the mix.
The Longhorns are still in the mix. Arch Manning reportedly is now down to 2 teams because
Although, now that I think about it, okay, who's the other one?
The other team? Georgia.
Okay. Sorry, I cut you off before Bama.
So, Bama just got a commitment from a 4-star, highly touted quarterback. He's not a 5-star. Arch, the 5-star. But is Bama still going to go as hard? Arch is still taking his June recruiting visit to Alabama. He has back-to-back-to-back weekends. Georgia, Bama, Texas in June, official visits. He might sneak Florida in there. He might sneak Virginia in there. He might sneak LSU and maybe another school, Ole Miss or something like that.
Yeah, June 17th through 19th. The reason why I know that is because anyone that I see that followed, no, I'm not stalking, but anyone that I know that is a tea sipper that wants to have Manning there in Austin, they are putting that date out. He's going to be here June 17th through the 19th. They're going to roll him in.
Dude, it will give us
red carpet.
I mean, you know,
it's going to be something to watch, but whether you're a Longhorn fan or not.
But they're all going to roll him in.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah, they all are. Georgia rolled in, and Alabama, and it doesn't matter where he goes, they're going to roll out that red carpet for him. But look, let's just say selfishly, if he goes to Texas, I mean, it gives us a ton of content.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I was like, would I rather him go to Georgia because I hate the Longhorns fans or give us something to cover? I think I would prefer him go to Austin if it was down to that or Georgia.
Yeah, because then you get the juicy.
Because then you guys can underachieve with the next god at quarterback.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely.
So there you go.
And, you know, like, it'll give us an intriguing, hey, what do you do? Quinn Ewers, Arch Manning, who's starting week one? You know, what do you do?
So why is Alabama, now, why is Alabama out with their quarterback recruit, but Texas is not with Ewers?
Well, Ewers is a year older, so he's already, he only has to stay there for 2 more years. I think it's just 2. So Arch may not even, they may not even cross paths. They may cross paths just for a year. So, I don't know. I'd have to go back and look, but I think that it's just that since Ewers is already older and already got a year of eligibility under his belt, that he can leave earlier.
Yeah, and also Alabama, they have a quarterback named Eli Holstein.
That's the new guy.
Yeah, the reason why I know that is because he decommitted from Texas A&M to go to Bama. So, they are looking at him as the future for the Crimson Tide.
College football over-unders from Bet Online here on Sean and RJ. Let's get to Oklahoma. They opened at 11 last year. Who wants to guess the Sooners over under?
10.
8.5.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 8.5.
Wow, that's a lot of, well, you know, you lost both your quarterbacks in Rattler and Caleb Williams. You lost your coach. I mean, that's a lot of guys that are missing.
Oak State, 8.5. TCU, 6.5. Baylor, 8.5. They opened at 5.5 last year.
Might take the over on Baylor.
And then I'll just run through the rest. Clemson, I need you, Dabo, back in the national title game to win my bet with Jared Sandler. Clemson's opening over-under is 10.5. They were 11.5 last year.
Well, that shows what a joke the ACC is.
Georgia, 10.5. They were 10.5 last year. LSU. Brian Kelly. Last year they opened at 8.5.
Let's say they're at 7.5.
6.5.
The Vols more than LSU, huh?
LSU at 6.5. Notre Dame is 9.5. Ohio State is 10.5. And I think that's all the teams I have for. Oh, USC I wanted to get for Lincoln. Last year they opened over under win total at 9. What is it now?
9.5.
9.5.
So the top one is 10.5.
Yes.
That's Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson.
Yes.
Okay.
And also, I mean, I'm not expecting a lot to come out of Fort Worth with TCU, but the fact that Sonny Dykes has returned, that makes it intriguing to me to see what the Horned Frogs can do this year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.